Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles says he's proud of how crops are yielding this year across the state, including corn, soybeans, and industrial hemp. Quarles says he was recently riding on the combine in a cornfield where the crop was producing better than expected.
A lot of areas are above 200. You know, it's looking to be almost as strong of a year as 2018. The beans look great. Obviously, we hope that the prices can recover before harvest, but through and through, it looks like a pretty good crop year across Kentucky. I know even the tobacco looks pretty good this year.
Quarles adds he recently had a chance to see some industrial hemp that's looking good.
No question that Kentucky is on the leading edge of not just the production of industrial hemp, but also the processing and developing the framework for which it will operate once it's legalized, hopefully after the farm bill is passed. It's so important to realize that a lot of people have come together to make this a possibility, and it's a crop that has a lot of potential.
He adds he's excited about the future growth of industrial hemp.
Last year alone, over $17 million of Kentucky-grown hemp was sold to consumers, meaning that there's a market. This is not a novelty anymore, and we think Kentucky is the best-positioned state in the entire country to benefit from the legalization of industrial hemp because people are already buying it.
We'll have more in a moment. Farm equipment on the highway. Whether it's spring planting time, harvest season, or the months in between, farm equipment is often out on the highway being moved from farm to farm. And keep in mind, it takes only 5 seconds to close a gap the length of a football field. So if you're doing 55 and a tractor just around the blind curve is moving at 15, well, you get the picture. Slow down, be alert, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Commissioner Ryan Quarles says he was proud to show industrial hemp to Agriculture Undersecretary Bill Northey during a recent visit to the state.
Bill Northey, as state would have it, he's been my mentor the last few years. He was formerly the Agriculture Secretary for Iowa before President Trump tapped him for Undersecretary at USDA. And I've been able to talk with him multiple times about industrial hemp over the years, but I was so happy that when he came in town a couple weeks ago that he was able to go out and see hemp firsthand, seeing it being grown by some of Kentucky's best farmers.
The commissioner says he is proud of the research program in the state that's still trying to find the best ways to grow, process, and market industrial hemp.
The good thing is that in Kentucky, we have a research program that continues to excel. And in fact, I'm proud to announce that the number of acres grown in Kentucky has doubled from just 2017 alone. So just in the past year, it's doubled the number of hemp acres we have in Kentucky.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.